and welcome back to Joe's Art History Podcast Bite Size, small, manageable podcast episode which sees me, your host and your resident art historian, Joe McLaughlin, deep dive into a specific artwork or painter in 10 minutes or less. Today, we're looking at the magnificent Horsefair by the renowned French painter Rosa Bonheur. Let's get started. Rosa Bonheur was born in 1822 in Bordeaux in France, and she became known as one of France's most important and renowned artists throughout her lifetime, which was incredibly unusual because that just didn't happen for women during this time. She was raised by her very forward-thinking father, who believed in gender equality and even employed Rosa Bonheur as a studio assistant in his own studio as he was a landscape painter at the age of 13. Throughout her life, she went to several art schools and received artistic training, but had really made a name for herself as an artist to watch out for by the age of 19 when she exhibited at the Paris Salon. She's best known as a painter of animals, and although she sculpted, her realistic style of animal depictions were and are so beautiful. She was completely obsessed with animals and depicts them so beautifully. Now, the painting I'm going to talk to you about today is called The Horsefair, and it was first exhibited in 1853 at the Paris Salon, and it completely blew Rosa Bonheur's fame out the water. People went crazy for this painting. It was, first and foremost, absolutely humongous. It's 2.5 meters high by 5 meters long. And what Rosa depicts is a horse market taking place on a boulevard in Paris. And what you see in the painting is the moment where the horses are being sort of taken down and exhibited by their handlers. And you can see in the background this green verge where there's lots of bowler hat men sitting and sort of watching the horses as they turn on the boulevard, which is what Rosa Bonheur is depicting in the painting. And there's an incredible sense of power and movement and even noise. You can see the horse hooves kicking up dusts, these really powerful beasts which are being exhibited for the buyers on the grassy banks to purchase and take back to their farms and work on their lands and power machinery and tools and whatever else these horses have to do in terms of transport and whatever life and fate lies for them beyond the horse fair. You see their handlers trying to beautifully exhibit them, but they're so powerful. There's moments where they're sort of bucking and people are trying to bring them under control. These huge beasts are kicking up dust from the grounds. There's almost this thunderous clap of their hoofs as they turn at this point in the boulevard, and it's an incredibly beautiful, beautiful painting. It's one of these things, however, it's not, on first appearance, the most exciting painting, and I completely stand by this. I've been criticised for saying it's not that exciting until you deep dive into what's going on in the painting here. Now, Rosa Bonheur actually visited this specific horse market for 1.5 years prior to executing the painting to do studies in life of the horses, the handlers, and those who visited the fair. But because she was a female artist, she often complained about being harassed and sometimes manhandled out of the way, because at the time, this horse fair was seen as not a suitable place for a young woman to be, particularly on their own. But she was so fed up with being harassed, and all she wanted to do was sit and make drawings and not really bother anybody. She actually sought special permission from the Parisian police to dress as a man, to disguise herself as a handler and worker, so she could go along to these horse fairs twice a week for 1.5 years and not be disturbed. And because she wore her hair short and had quite a boyish manner, she asked the police for special permission to wear boots and a male artist's smock and jacket, and they gave her permission to do so. And actually, one of the most interesting aspects of the painting is that right in the centre, on horseback, looking straight out to you, is Rosa Bonheur herself. For me, this is such a moment of feminist defiance within art history. She's right in the middle of the action and she's looking out to the viewer being like, women have every right to be here. And I think it's such a wonderful hidden in plain sight detail that should you not know, you just think, oh, okay, it's lots of horses being sold at a fair. Got you. See what's going on here. It's actually a political statement. It's a beautiful, beautiful moment of fighting for female equality, but hiding it in plain sight. Now, back to the horse fair. You have this very dramatic painted sky, which again shows Bonheur as a master of her craft. And then when you move to look at the horses in more detail, coming back down to the foreground, she has these really beautiful detailed brushstrokes and patterns of the horse's fur and markings. And I would thoroughly encourage you to have a look at this painting. If you Google it, there is so much written on this painting, which in itself shows you how important art historically this work is, to have so much content out there shot about it, written about it, debated about it, is a great example of an artwork that we should all know. Now, what's also interesting about the horse fair is that in the background, there's a sort of dome that's just made out through this very sort of ominous fog and beautiful grey sky, as I've said before, that she's handled amazingly, sort of beautiful, sort of executed atmospheric sky. And interestingly, what that building is a very famous hospital, which at the time of painting was the biggest hospital in Europe. And it's called Petit Salpierre Hospital. And it's very interesting because it's actually, as well as being at the time the largest hospital in Europe, it was also originally founded, first of all, it was a gunpowder factory, and then very quickly became an asylum for women who suffered mental breakdowns, hysteria, and things like dementia, which we didn't really have a grasp on of what these things were in the 1850s. And it was notoriously quite a cruel place to end up. And I think it's very interesting that she's chosen to add that detail in, because really with the way the sky is depicted, if there was nothing in the background, it really wouldn't add or take away any more to it. So I think it's very interesting to wonder and question why that hospital in particular is the only building that you can make out in the background. Yes, it's a dominating figure in the skyline, but I also wonder if it was a slight nod to the history and raising awareness to fellow females suffering within this hospital. Now, as said, when this was exhibited at the Paris Salon in 1853, people went crazy. And one critic even said, "The painting is so good, it could have almost been painted by a man." Now, high praise indeed at the time. The painting itself went on a bit of a world tour, came to the UK, and Queen Victoria herself actually asked for a private viewing of it at Buckingham Palace. The work was eventually purchased by an American businessman and now resides in the Metropolitan Museum of Modern Art in New York City. Now, Bonheur also painted a smaller version of the work in 1855, and this version of the work sits in the permanent collection at the National Gallery in London. So if you're either sides of the pond, I would highly recommend that you go check it out. And I would like to point out that the National Gallery in London has done several really fantastic videos on this painting itself. There's a meditation piece where you can sit for 5 minutes and someone guides you through a meditation while you look at the painting. I did it before I recorded this. It's wonderful. I think it's a really interesting way of getting people to engage in artworks. They also have a wonderful conservation video from the National Gallery showing you the treatment the painting underwent to remove resin, which was added in the 1950s by dealers and collectors and owners as a way of preserving the painting, which happens all the time and more often than we like to admit to. And then eventually the sun has hit the painting so much that it's darkened the resin, and this is why it needs treatment and conservation work. But it's a really interesting way of seeing the work out of its frame and sort of pre and post conservation glory. It's wonderful, and I'll leave a link to that in the show notes below, as well as a really interesting short 4 or 5 minute video on Rosa Bonheur and why she's such an important artist. Now, Rosa Bonheur herself, once this was exhibited, went on to worldwide acclaim, and as previously mentioned, this was unheard of for female artists. By the age of 30, she had made so much money for herself that she was able to purchase a chateau which she filled with animals, including horses and, weirdly, lions, as you do, and these animals she used as the subject for her paintings, which can be found all over the world in many prestigious public and private collections.
You have been listening to Jo's Art History Podcast Bite Size, small, manageable episodes which sees me, Jo McLaughlin, your resident host and art historian, deep dive into a specific artwork or artist in 10 minutes or less. If you have enjoyed this episode, please make sure to like, rate and subscribe as it helps other listeners find us. If you want to support the podcast, why not leave us a review or tell someone you know who may enjoy listening all about it. If you would like to support the future of the podcast, please consider purchasing and gifting me a book from my Amazon wishlist included in the show notes below. If you would like to get in touch, please feel free to do so. It'd be lovely to hear from you. You can email me, joesarthistory@gmail.com, or you can find me via Instagram, which is @joesarthistory, or you can search for my name, Jo McLaughlin, and you'll find me that way too. Finally, I've been your host and your resident art historian, Jo McLaughlin, and thank you so much for listening. Keep learning, and remember, art is for all, even in bite-sized editions. See you next time. Bye.